Coming up on The Hugh Jackson Show, Coach Jackson breaks down film on Corey Coleman's touchdown against the Giants. Rookie defensive end Carl Nassib talks about his determination to succeed and his sibling rivalry. And Terrell Pryor walks through Josh McCown's pinpoint pass against the G-Men.
We hit it just like we hit it in practice. It looked just like that, exactly the same landmark where I caught it, and it was awesome.
Welcome to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zgura alongside the head coach here at Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, brought to you by Elk and Elk. Coach, last week, another tough one against the Giants, but Ray Horton seems to have this defense improving. Was that a positive you could take away from that game?
Yes, it was. I think our guys are getting better. You know, I think more guys have played in the system, understand exactly what we're trying to accomplish. I thought they did a great job of keeping the New York offense in front of them. You know, we didn't beat over the top a lot. There were some things underneath we got to continue to clean up, but I thought those guys battled hard.
That's back-to-back games against very good quarterbacks with less than 200 yards passing. Now, offensively, again, another injury on the offensive line with John Greco. How much does that one hurt?
Oh, it's tough because he is one of our better players, and he's been very valuable to our line all year. You know, he's been able to shift inside and also play center for us in some critical moments, and so we'll miss him, but we got to keep going.
As you say that, and the guy who has the opportunity to step up there, Jonathan Cooper, former top 10 pick overall in the National Football League. What have you seen from him since he's joined the Browns?
Well, I think he's done a good job of just working, you know, and waiting for the opportunity to get in there. And, you know, he's going to get a shot, you know, and again, he's got to go make the most of it. But again, we're just reshuffling all the time, and we need to keep some continuity up there. And as we finish these last four games,
it's tough. And one of the injuries to Joel Bitonio gave Spencer Drango an opportunity. And Hal Hunter talked to us and he said, you know, I was watching the tape for Cincy because that's our next opponent. That was Drango's first start. Mm-hmm. He said, I can't believe how far he's come since that first start at guard. What have you seen from Spencer Drango?
No, he's improved. He really has. I think the more any player plays in the system, the better they're going to get. That's what they're here for. Obviously, he's done a great job in pass protection. Needs to still continue to get better in the run game, but he has definitely improved from that game to where he is now.
And now, no matter who's playing quarterback for you, the offensive line's important, but for the first time since week one, the answer who could be playing quarterback could be Robert Griffin III. How nice is it to have him back now that he's cleared for contact?
It is. It's good to have all of our guys back. You know, we kind of back to full arsenal in the quarterback position. So it'll be fun to have all the guys out there and see where we're going to go before we get ready to play Cincinnati.
If he is able to start for you at quarterback, what does that mean to you as the play caller? What does he open up for you?
Well, it's a different game. You know, you play with him at quarterback. You know, you try to play to all three guys' strengths the best you can. And obviously, he's a little bit different than Cody. Cody's different than him, and Josh is different than both of those guys. So if it is Robert, then we'll try to play to the things he does well to give us a chance to have some success on offense.
How's he looked in practice? I know it was a couple days before the bye week, but how'd he look?
He's done well. I mean, he's still Robert. He knows how to run around and throw the ball and do those things. And again, there's some rust there, but we got to do everything we can to knock the rust off if he wants to play quarterback.
Do you hope to have whoever starts against Cincinnati finish the season for you at quarterback? And wouldn't that be nice to start the same guy four games in a row?
That would be nice. I like to do that if we can. But if we can't, I understand that too. I mean, I'm not going to worry about it, you know, over the next four games. Just going to take it one game at a time and see what we can get accomplished.
Well, no matter who the quarterback is, the goal will be to score touchdowns. And mm-hmm. We saw one of those last week with Corey Coleman. So let's go over there at the coach's tape and diagram how he made that play.
Okay.
All right, Coach, here we are just outside of the red zone. Pre-snap, looks like you have kind of a tight formation here. What were you hoping to get from them pre-snap?
I was hoping to get a cover three look from them. You know, a three-week look where the safety would be down weak and the corner would be off, and we were fortunate enough in this situation to get the look. What we're trying to do is run kind of like a levels concept over here to Corey and Seth DeVal over here on the left side, and on the other side just really set a tone to get everybody away from that side. So that we'll have a chance to throw the ball to the corner in the end zone. So as you see Corey, he's running a corner route, and Seth is running a corner route. So it's really a high, low principle. We kind of call this 77 high. So to the corner he goes. It's a good shot by Josh. You know, a hell of a route by Corey. Did a good job of setting the receiver, making him think he's going one way and going the other. And it's excellent.
Yeah, the old post corner. So when you saw the safety, you talked about the cover three look. Number 33 is going to be down. Then he drops back. That tells Josh he's got the cover three.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's just hoping to see what. Are you trying to tempt Jenkins to drop down on DeValve?
Right. Okay. Well, no, really, we're trying to get him to stay high because, okay. See, the other safety is right here.
Yeah, Collins drops underneath
it. Yeah, so it tells us it's 3 weeks. So we know he's got to be the deep third player, talking about Jenkins. So we know he'll stay high. So we know Corey's going to get a chance to run his route off of him.
Okay.
So we're really trying to high and low 21.
Okay.
That's the guy we really want to get. We know we're going to get this top route. It's if what happens with 21, and it's a high to low read by Josh, got a chance to throw the ball in there.
If we look from the end zone view here at the protection, you guys kind of got lucky, right? You kept six in. They only rushed three. Damon Harrison looks like maybe was shadowing Duke Johnson, which would have been an interesting matchup.
Right.
But you basically are able to double up almost everywhere, and then Drango's kind of free if anybody gets through, so he's got the time to go deep.
Absolutely. Well, again, that's a credit to the quarterback. As you see, 33 is down, so it looks like it potentially could be a cover zero look.
Okay.
So, again, he checks the protection, got the back coming over here to this side, got some help on Barnage's guy, which we needed in that situation. And obviously he was able to make the throw. I wish Josh could just stand there and not feel like he has to move. But it's been tough for our quarterbacks back there this year.
It certainly has. Well, that was a touchdown, Coach. And you drafted Corey Coleman to catch touchdowns 3 in 6 games. So he's done that for you so far. And he's got 4 more games to do it.
Absolutely.
All right. And we'll be back with more of the Hugh Jackson Show.
Coming up next on the Hugh Jackson Show, wide receiver Terrell Pryor talks about competing with the best corners in the NFL.
For me, I don't really look at the person. I look at, I just look at what I have going on and try to win, the route or the concept that we have drawn up.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura alongside the head coach here at Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, and Coach Al Saunders said that the transition Terrell Pryor has made from quarterback to wide receiver and what he's done this year is, quote, absolutely phenomenal. What would you say about TP season?
I would second that. I think Terrell, no one knew exactly how the season was going to go for him, but obviously he's one of the top performers in the National Football League right now. He's doing extremely well, and that's kind of amazing to say. Here's a guy that played quarterback all his career, and right now he's ranking up there with some of the top receivers in the league as far as yards and catches, and he's made a lot of big plays for our offense this year.
He has, and one of the big plays happened this past week against the Giants, and he talked with Matt Wilhelm about it in the PNC Bank Play Breakdown.
Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm here with Browns leading receiver Terrell Pryor. Terrell, very productive day yesterday, 6 catches, 131 yards. Just talk about the whole day in general.
To me, it's upsetting. The main thing is scoring touchdowns, so I want to get in the end zone, and I wasn't able to do that. So, I didn't really feel I had a great day. I had a drop, too. And I know that's happened, and everything is not going to be perfect. But at the end of the day, we got to score touchdowns. I thought our defense played great, and they kept us in the game, gave us opportunities. And, we turned the ball over and just made mistakes, and we really we hurt ourselves. That's not how you win games, so that's how I look at it.
Well, the one big play that you did have, and that's going to be the play that we're going to dive into, the 54-yard catch down the middle of the field. You guys are backed up on the 5-yard line. You run a little play action. I believe the Giants didn't look like they were expecting it. Landon Collins runs up. You got Eli Apple, former Buckeye, in one-on-one. You run by and make a play. Just walk us through that play.
It's kind of how you just explained it. It was a great heavy sell by Josh McCown, and, he threw it down there, and just went and got it. That's what we asked him to do is when we throw the ball vertically and down the field, just let it go and let us run. And we've been practicing it, and we hit it just like we hit it in practice. It looked just like that, exactly the same landmark where I caught it, and it was awesome. So a great ball by him and great protection by the other one.
From trying to tie the game up, here's McCowan. Play action fake in the end zone. Going to go up top. He's got Pryor out there. He runs to it and caught it at the 50, at the 45, at the 40. And he got dragged down by Eli Apple at the 40-yard line. Pryor, a straight line and a beautiful throw by McCowan for 54, Doug.
Talk about the respect and the challenge that it is to see some of the top corners in the National Football League almost every week.
I mean, I guess they want to, slow me down. And, it is what it is, I guess, So I don't really look at it like that. I look at it as, trying to dominate the guy that's in front of me or whoever, if it's a zone, whatever, it doesn't matter how what defense you're playing, But
for me, I don't really look at the person. I look at, I just look at what I have going on and try to win, the route or the concept that we have drawn up. And whoever's in front of me really doesn't matter because I don't really get into, who it is or is he good or?
You got to do what you got to do. And last question, just talk about the wide receiver group as a whole. You know, you've set yourself apart statistically with, you know, leading in receptions and yards, as I already mentioned. But Corey Coleman as a young player got a touchdown yesterday. Hollywood Higgins getting out there, got some receptions. Just talk about the room in general and how productive that you guys can be when all things are firing in this Hugh Jackson offense.
I just think, guys need more opportunities, you know, and it's tough because, the circumstances that we're in. I mean, we're not in a great situation right now, you know, because there's so many things that, you know, we have to get better at. We know that, and, we take the challenge and accept it. But I know once those guys, you know, like Higgins and Ricardo and Jordan Payton, guys like that get opportunities, I think they're going to flourish and I think they're going to be great. And Corey's, you know, he's going to continue to get better. You know, there's things he has to work on. He knows that. And I'm proud of him, though. You know, he keeps fighting, and he's a competitor. And I love playing beside him, and he's only going to get better.
Absolutely. Well, congrats on a great season so far. I know there's not a lot of satisfaction in it. And good luck in the upcoming four games, and enjoy the bye week. You got it, man.
Coach, this is a guy, people know he's getting the ball. He's third in the NFL in targets. He's on pace for over 1,100 yards this year. But is this just the tip of the iceberg for how good he can be?
Oh, no question. He is... He's just starting to learn how to play the position and all the nuances that go with playing wide receiver. I think next year he'll even take another jump at that spot. You know, Terrell can be as good as he wants to be because the one thing about him, he works at it, he applies himself, he studies the game, he wants to be good. And I think if you put all that together, you got a chance to be a good football player.
He absolutely has developed and it's been a big bright spot. And we're going to talk with another developing young Brown when the Hugh Jackson Show returns.
Coming up on the Hugh Jackson Show, get to know rookie Carl Nassib and find out about his determination to succeed in the NFL.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura and, of course, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Now, unique, high motor, strange, crazy, intense, relentless. These are words that have been used to describe Carl Nassib. How would you describe Carl Nassib?
He is a wrecking ball of butcher knives is what he is. He goes after it. I mean, he plays extremely hard. He's given us everything he has, and you can see him developing, making plays. He's a young player, you know, and who's ascending. He had a few games in there where I think people thought he disappeared. That happens with young guys sometimes. But, boy, he came on really strong last week.
Yes, he did. And he's also cerebral, and you'll find that out when he talks to Dustin Fox in the Universal Windows Player Spotlight.
Dustin Fox here with rookie defensive end Carl Nassib. Carl, up and down rookie year for you. Obviously, you started off pretty strong, but then you had an injury. How do you assess your rookie season so far?
Yeah, no, just trying to get better every day and help my team win as much as I can. And, you know, I'm trying to come in every Monday and see improvements, and that's the only thing we're trying to focus on. But, you know, it's a lot to take in, and I just do my best with staying healthy and having fun.
Let's go! Let's go, baby!
So you walked on to Penn State, and you didn't play much the first couple of years. And then by the time you're a senior, you're the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. You win the Hendricks Award for the top defensive end. What changed for you between walking on to being one of the most dominant players in the entire Big Ten?
I just really, every day, didn't really focus on what, you know, other people thought. I didn't think about, you know, stats or anything. I just thought about getting better and trying to be the best that I could. And I just want to continue that mindset.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's play fast. Oh, baby. I see your body.
So you come in here as a rookie with Emmanuel Ogba, who was drafted in the second round. You go in the third round. Mm-hmm. Having another counterpart, defensive end, playing the same position as you, what's that relationship like?
Ogba's great. Emmanuel's, he's a great player, and I'm really glad that he got drafted here with me. We're young, but I think we play hard, and we're going to, you know, do our best to help our team win. And, you know, I can't say enough good things about him. Mm-hmm. Does whatever the coaches ask, and I think they made a really good decision bringing Emmanuel to Cleveland.
Hey, Emmanuel, I'm going to beat you there, son. I'm going to beat you there.
Your brother plays for the Giants. You had a chance to see him on Sunday.
Yeah.
What was it like to see your brother?
It's great. You know, I haven't seen him in a few months because the season's so busy. But I couldn't help myself but, you know, making funny gestures to him when I was on the field and he was on the sideline. It was funny.
It seems like the last couple weeks the defense seems to be playing better. What is it about the defense the last couple weeks? You guys feel like you're becoming more comfortable, more adjusted to playing in the league. Do you notice that too, watching the film?
Yeah, our defense has definitely taken steps forward the past few weeks, and I'm very pleased to see that. That's going to be our goal for the next four games, is to just get better every day and to, you know, develop as players.
Our last thing, Penn State Nittany Lions are playing in the Big Ten Championship game on Saturday against the Wisconsin Badgers.
Mm-hmm.
Any bets internally here?
Joe won't bet me. Joe Schober won't bet me.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Penn State's going to win before them.
Carl, appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep.
Game on, baby. Game on. I sounded like my dad right there.
Coach, what do you hope to see from Carl over these final four games and beyond?
That he keeps improving, you know, that, you know, there's not a lull, that he will take the next step in his development as far as getting off blocks and making sacks and disrupting offenses. I think he has that ability.
All right, we're going to tell you who to keep your eyes on when the Browns return from their bye week when we return on the Hugh Jackson Show.
Coming up on the Hugh Jackson Show, Coach Jackson talks about which young players have impressed him this season.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura, head coach Hugh Jackson, and no game this week, but we're going to tell them who to watch, and it's going to be brought to you by the Northeast Ohio BMW Centers. Now, Coach, the defensive backfield is young, and Louis Chofi has done a heck of a job getting these guys to the point, as we talked about, the success they've had against Eli and Ben the last 2 weeks. Breann Body Calhoun, Jamar Taylor, Ed Reynolds, Derek Kindred, none of them were Browns last year. And yet they're having some success on the back end. Talk about that group and the job Louis Chofi's done.
Well, it's a young group. You know, obviously it's spearheaded by Joe Hayden. But I think Louis's done a good job of bringing them together. There was a time when the ball was kind of going over our heads all the time, and we knew we had to get that corrected. And I think he's done a good job of fundamentally spending more time with the group and getting them to understand how we have to play certain teams, because it changes from week to week.
Breann Body Calhoun, he's got 6 pass breakups, 1 interception in the last 3 games. This is a guy, undrafted. You guys got him at the 53 deadline. Did you think you'd have this kind of a gem in him, and how effective can he be?
You know, it's amazing. When we sat down and watched the tape together, myself and AB and Sashi, we saw some skill. Didn't know exactly what it was till we had him here and we could work with him. But I've been really impressed. I mean, what you see on the tape from the preseason when he was in Jacksonville is what you're seeing on the tape now, and I think it's a great find for us.
Johnny Holland's got probably one of the most talented rooms in the group on defense with Christian Kirksey and now Jamie Collins, DeMario Davis. What's kind of been the key for the development of those guys under Holland's tutelage?
I think Johnny's done a good job. You know, he's a former player, played the position. I think there's different type of insight that he can give those players on how to play. Obviously, Jamie Collins is very talented. I think Kirko is really taking the next step in his development. I think he's playing as well as any inside linebacker. And obviously having DeMario Davis, who's another guy who we brought here, you know, helps solidify that group. So I think, again, Johnny deserves the credit, but I think the players do too, because they've done a good job of responding.
Coach, we've talked about your staff here and how young this team is. How important is it to have kind of these experienced coaches, guys like Al Saunders, who have been around a long time, to really help bring them along? Because I think you're starting to see that development that we wanted to see.
No, it's really important. I mean, it's one of the keys to this situation. You know, you got to have veteran coaches that can take players from A to Z, you know, and I think we haven't done it as fast as I would like. Even as fast as they would like. But I know that the process is in place, and I know they're working through it. I think our players like our staff. I think they really respect them. I think they respect their knowledge and their energy and their ability to impart information. And then it's up to the players to go do it, and I think that's what you're saying on defense. It's happening, and I think there's some continuity over there that way with the same players. On offense, you know, we kind of had a better start, and now there's a lull. So we got to find a way to get some continuity on our offense, you know, be it quarterback, offensive line, receiver, running back, so that we can now play as a team, as a full football team, and go play that four-quarter game.
Yeah, and hopefully we have that for the final quarter of this season. Coach, enjoy your bye week, and we'll see you next week getting ready to take on the Cincinnati Bengals.
Thank you very much.
All right, and thank you all for being with us, and let's go Browns.